Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. Every business owner has a shining vision of how things could be.
But most business leaders fail miserably at relaying these insights to people who support their business.
Poor communication, such as lack of clarity, eats away at your business from the inside out.
It will also ramp up stress, delay business projects, and result in lost income.
Chris Westfall says that you owe it to yourself to scrub away ineffective business speak that's keeping you from inspiring and connecting with others.
Chris Westfall is an international leadership authority and author of the new book, Leadership Language, Using Authentic Communication to Drive Results.
So greetings, Chris Westfall. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello, podcast audience. It is nice to e-meet you.
E-meet. I like that. Show. That's a new term we haven't heard before. E-meet. So where are you connecting in from? Is it Texas?
I am in Texas today. I am here on the campus of Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. In fact, if you look behind me on the wall, that is actually a picture of the campus from, I think, the 1930s or 1940s, something like that. So that's where I am, Texas A&M University today.
We got to walk softly around Texas with your football powerhouses right now. It always gets kind of humbling this time of year. But thanks for connecting in, and you know, the mobile entrepreneur. You're conducting a seminar and doing this from a hotel room, so that's great.
Well, absolutely, that's the nature of my business. So maybe for some of the folks that are watching, you know, I don't know about you, but I use video a lot in my business. I know you do too. And maybe folks are thinking about how they might be able to use video more effectively. It's vital for what I do.
You know, that's a good point. Just like our podcast started off being an audio podcast, and you know, it's a lot tougher to do, but you just had to shift over to video. It's just where everything's going.
The thing that I think is so powerful about it, Richard, is people really get to see us, and it points to the thing that I know we're going to talk about this later today, but it points towards authenticity. I mean, it's one thing to hear my voice, but you can see me. People can see all of us and see us interact. And I think there's a value to that, because I think people want that authenticity and that connection, especially in this age of all the technology that we have.
Well put.
Very good. So in your book, Chris, you explain that language, our words and actions, will either drive business results into the stratosphere or into a ditch. Is language truly that powerful?
I think it is, Sherilyn. And let me start by saying, for every mile of road, there's 2 miles of ditch. So you have to be careful about the words that you choose, and not just the words that you choose, but the way that you walk the talk. Because for home business owners, it's not just about having a pretty story. It's about having a story that's authentic, that's real, and that you bring to life every day for yourself, for your organization, and for your customers.
Yeah, I mean, just one point I wanted to bring up that's really appropriate for the subject you have is that, you know, home business owners are leaders in their business, but they have a handicap or a shortcoming that oftentimes they don't have a direct employer-employee relationship with the people who support their business, but they still have to be leaders, which makes it even more incumbent upon them to communicate effectively and to drive, you know, better engagement through the way that they communicate. So that really kind of, you know, that hits an angle of your audience in your book that you might not have seen before. But, you know, how do you influence people when you don't have, say, that direct employer-employee relationship?
That's such a great point, Richard. And it's one of the things that I talk about in the book, is that I think it's really important for us to be clear on where leadership really comes from. And I talk about how leaders need to look not at followers or something like that, but they need to look at the people that they serve. And sometimes that means your customers, but that also means people who are part of your business, the vendors that allow you to do what it is that you do in your home-based business, whatever the case may be. But all around us, there are people that just as you say, that we wish to influence. And leadership is not about a title. Leadership is about service. And the people that you lead are the people that you serve. And that's the thing that, you know, it's a big part of servant leadership. But the thing that I talk about in the book is how it's important to see our clients as the people we serve. And that, when I say client, that can mean customer, right? Like someone you sell something to, or it could mean someone on your team, in your organization, a vendor or supplier, an investor, whatever the case may be. Those are all our clients. And sometimes I say that to people and they go, well, so Chris, what are you saying? Like, does that mean that my wife or my husband is my client? And I say, well, I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it, you know, just clients and servants and the whole thing. But, you know, so when you talk about this concept of service and servant, is that it's important then that the person you're interacting sees you in that way?
Well, I think it's most important that you see them in that way. Look, what I tried to do when I wrote this book was I said, you know, let's look in the direction of success. Where does success really come from? And how can you lead others to create the success that you need? And to me, anything of any value, any home-based business that's going to create real value, it involves other people. And whoever those other people are, it's very useful to think of them as your clients, because think about it, that's where your success comes from, is the people that are around you, your ideas, and your business, right?
So maybe by having that client, that focus of that servant focus, that helps lead to that client focus then.
Absolutely. That's exactly the way that it works. And when you change your focus, your conversation changes, your communication changes. And, you know, customer service isn't just something that's talked about or that you read about in a manual. It's something that you live every day because you see customers all around you. And the power of the leader is not in being the boss or bossing people around, but it's by enabling people to reach their goals, which if you think about it, that describes most of the successful home businesses that are out there. Those businesses exist because they're helping people. They're providing a service or products that help people to do something that they couldn't do without your influence, without your impact. And people that look at influence and impact, the word that I use for those people is leaders.
That's a great way of looking at it. Let's talk a little bit about the messaging behind all this. You know, why do we tend to overcomplicate the message we're trying to deliver in business? This is particularly, you know, this could get particularly damaging to a home-based business that's decentralized.
It could be. And here are two questions that can be very troublesome in a home-based business. And I'm going to say this is going to sound counterintuitive, but see if you'll go there with me on this. And hopefully the listeners and the folks that are watching this will as well. Who am I and how am I doing are two questions that will keep you from success. And it's questions we ask ourselves all the time. Am I doing the right thing? Who am I and how am I doing focuses me on me.
Oh.
And if, think about it, right? Because who am I? I'm nobody. How am I doing? I'm doing lousy. I could be doing better.
You can't rate yourself. I mean, you can't rate yourself. It's got to be who you're interacting with.
Correct. And that's the thing. And I talk about this in the book, is that if you're sitting there and you're wondering who am I and how am I doing, it's like playing the game by looking at the scoreboard. And if you're facing off with one of those tough teams from Texas, it might be better to get in the game. And here's a more powerful question for you to ask yourself. How is your client doing? If you want to know how your business is doing, how is your client doing? They are the lifeblood of your business. And by the way, that client could be somebody that works for you. I mean, it could be an internal client. You see what I'm saying? But looking at your client, that points you in the direction of the game of business and the game that you're playing to win, versus stopping and looking at the scoreboard and wondering how you're doing. That doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve your clients.
Yeah, I mean, I like what you're saying there. You got to open the aperture when you're talking about this leadership. True. It's not just the people you're selling something to, but your business is filled with people who are supporting you. And you've got to ask the question, how are they doing if they're going to support you with what you need?
Right. And you're not there to play Santa Claus or grant wishes or let the inmates run the asylum. That's not what we're saying, right? But it is looking in the direction of service. And leaders empower others to achieve what they could not achieve without the leader's influence and impact. Well, and when you look in that direction, I'm curious for the home business owners that are watching this, I wonder what shows up for them in that direction, because that's where success lives and that's where leadership lives.
Well, before we go on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Shane Douglas, one of the home-based business industry's top earners and trainers. He's looking to train the right motivated individuals, get paid when people pay their monthly utility bills. Shane Douglas has a business model to prosper off the paying of those bills. For more info, visit betheone.com. That's BTHE1.com, or visit our podcast webpage for more information on sponsors.
Now, home business owners are leaders too. Chris, how can small business owners better communicate when they might not be able to communicate face-to-face?
Well, when you're using a medium like we are with video, the key to the most powerful communication, whether it's in-person, online, screen-to-screen, face-to-face, is authenticity. You know, there's a reason why you got into your home-based business. Maybe it's a lifestyle choice. Maybe you have a passion about the industry. Whatever the case, you have experience in the industry, whatever the case may be. But when you tap into that authentic passion, that is the place where your real power comes from, that place of connection. And whether we connect online like this or we connect face-to-face, that authenticity will really serve you. And sometimes for home-based business owners that are looking to communicate more effectively, there's a short little prompt that can help you to avoid business speak and to reach more people with your authentic story. And here it is. I'll never forget the time when.
Oh.
And you see what that is it's a simple prompt. And I mean, you could take this a number of different ways. I'll never forget the time when we were doing the podcast and it was just audio only. I mean, you had a version of that. Because that's your gateway into something that really happened, that connection with authenticity. And so for the home business owner, I wonder, what is your I'll never forget the time when story that led you, that put you on the path that you're on today? And could that be a powerful business tool to help people? Because when you connect with your business, other people connect with you. That authenticity is the contagious part of leadership and the connection that we all crave, whether it's online, in person, or wherever the case may be.
Point well. You know, Chris, you advise business leaders that to get something new, they should start with something known. You know, what's an example of that?
Each of us, depending on our circumstances, likes something that's new and something that's known. I mean, you may like to go on vacation at the same time every year, but you may not go to the same place every year. See what I mean? Sometimes we like what's familiar. Like in relationships, we like what's familiar, we like what's known, and until the day that we don't, and then everything changes. But that's another story. You see what I'm saying? We like what's new, we like what's known, in a combination, each of us. In order to introduce something new, start with what is known.
Oh, so maybe like rephrase this a little bit. You know, people like things that are new, they like things that are known, but you build off of something known to get them to appreciate what is new. That's a good way of looking at it.
Correct. And it's back to Sherilyn's model. You know, like if you want someone to try a new product in the grocery store, sometimes that comparison is useful. Why? Because people are making that comparison. And here's another phrase that can be very powerful for home business owners. Unlike other products in the market today. And you start off with what is different. Because I'm going to talk about what you know, and then we're going to talk about what's different. We like to talk about what we know because it's familiar, but then we also, human beings, we're wired to recognize change. We crave consistency and we recognize change. It's just the way our brains are wired. So when you present this sort of, here's what you know, followed by here's what's new, that's a very engaging kind of conversation. And it's just a little conversational engineering to help folks, whether they are, you know, the thrill seekers, innovators, and they always want the newest, latest, and greatest, or they're the folks who tend to prefer and enjoy and like what they already have. It's a message for all of us when it starts with what's known to get to what's new. I have some clients that I work with, and they come to me and they say, Chris, I want to go on Shark Tank. I want to go, and I coach folks under Shark Tank. I coach folks under Dragon's Den in Canada, Shark Tank Australia. I do that. That's part of my business. But they say, when they say to me, I have a business idea that nobody's ever heard of before. That's when I have to say, stop right there. If there's nothing known, how do we get them to what's new?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny watching Shark Tank. That's exactly what they do. They start tearing it apart to what they know. And, you know, sometimes if they can't get there from known to new, they're flopping right on Shark Tank and not getting through.
That's right. And if you don't know that Mr. Wonderful is an expert on wine, he'll tell you.
So we love analogies. Chris, you encourage leaders to always consider who's sitting in the empty chair. What does this chair represent?
So the empty chair is it's a metaphorical seat at the table in every conversation for someone who's not in the room, but who will be directly and dramatically impacted by any change that you propose. Now, all persuasive conversations are about change. And every home business, if people are going to buy your products or services, that's a conversation about change. But the empty chair points in the direction of someone who's not in the room, but who's going to be directly impacted by it. The empty chair is a seat at the table for the homeschooled student who's going to be reading that textbook next year, that history textbook. And they're not in the room. I mean, they're not going to be the ones that make that decision about that textbook. And yet, directly, personally, powerfully impacted. In fact, that textbook is the way they're going to come to understand the world. So looking in the direction of the empty chair helps us to look in the direction of impact. And an empty chair is a seat at every table that's reserved for your customer's customer. Another way to say it would be your client's client. It's the people that your clients care about the most. And when we look at the empty chair, we always look in the direction of impact and outcomes.
Yeah, you know, that's really good. Well, I never thought of it that way, but that's really true. It's like you're focusing on your client, but then, you know, everybody's got a boss. What is the client's focus? And,
that's right.
You know, trying that too. That's good. Well, you know, Chris, you know, one other point here, you know, how can leaders use you language to create engagement? And, you know, what exactly is you language?
I appreciate you bringing this up because this is something that I talk about in the book. And you language is a way of making the second person first. You is the second person, you know, not, it's not a grammar lesson, but you is the second person in English. And when you use the word you, you let your listener know where your focus is. I mean, it's one thing to say we're very focused on customer service. It's another to let your very words show people that you are focused on who? Focused on you. And not you, Cheryl Lennon, but you, the listener. You follow me? So, and in the book, I talk about a number of ways and strategies that you can use you language and to make it natural, to make it authentic, because where you put your attention is where you find your results.
Now, I had kind of a question on that. So, you know, sometimes they say try to talk with that teamwork language of using were and overemphasize that. Should you, you know, are you recommending to kind of get rid of the teamwork were and focus more on the you, or just see a balance of using were and using you?
Like using we language. Well, here's the thing. Before you get to we, I mean, where does we start? Well, we is you and I.
Okay.
So let's back up the truck because, and you got to remember, a lot of the work that I do is with folks who are pitching business ideas to investors. I've helped launch over 4 dozen businesses, raise over $50 million in investment capital via my communication technique. So a lot of my approach focuses on how to get money for your business, how to get customers and how to get investors. Mm-hmm. And in that context, you have to think about who's the most important person in your conversation. Is it you? Is it we? I mean, when you say to investors, you know, we do this, we do that, the investor goes, who's we? Do you have a mouse in your pocket? Who's we? Who are you talking about?
Now I see what you mean. Yeah, you got to keep the primary emphasis on the you in the conversation.
Yeah. Always focus on your most important person, whoever that person might be. And when you put your attention there, if you really focus on that person, you never know what you might find. And I'm here to tell you that what I believe you will find is leadership.
Well, this has been a great discussion on using better communication to grow your home business. Chris, do you have any final points you would like to share?
Just wanted to say thank you again for having me. And for home business owners that are thinking about how you might be able to use video more effectively, this home business podcast is a great, great example of how you can use video to tell your story. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to tell mine. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the endorsement. Chris Westfall, thanks for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
To learn more about Chris Westfall and his book, Leadership Language, Using Authentic Communication to Drive Results, visit westfallonline.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.